I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn. I am fondly recruiting new sub. And if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, please visit wickedashlyn.com. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Turn the lights low. Slip beneath the covers and escape with me into the world of forbidden desires. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be telling you a story designed to ignite your passions. Let my voice be your guide on a journey of pleasure where fantasies become reality, at least for tonight. Sub switches roles by Naughty Jude. The atmosphere was amazing. I had never seen so beautiful a mistress with such submissive male slaves. The performance in the underground club with Electric as the mistress showed us how devoted her sluts were. I must admit that watching them was fascinating, almost like seeing a male image of myself as they craved the pain and humiliation she dished out. One soft stroke of her hand against their skin, one quiet word of praise made it all worthwhile to them, but they took so much. I was completely in awe of them. She was quite ruthless in her use of their bodies for her pleasure, delivering blows from her crops or paddles with a delicious look of satisfaction on her face. Her dress sense was stunning. High-heel, thigh-length boots with a glimpse of fishnet stockings and suspenders, giving way to a tight-fitted black leather corset and hot pants. She had a floor-length skirt that was slashed to her waist, more for the effect it made as she swished across the stage than for any attempt at covering her body. Her subs were so humiliated that they became hard from her punishments nonetheless. She swore at them, spat on them, mocked their manhood, but just one touch from her was enough to have them on the verge of orgasm. I loved seeing them splayed out on the bed, legs spread wide, and their ass defiled by all manners of objects she fucked them with. Huge, painful-looking dildos that stretched her slaves well beyond any comfort zone, but still, they craved more. Watching, I shuddered at the thought of the internal damage she could cause, but my pussy began to drip at the sight of this stunning mistress. The evening had passed quickly, and I had sat by your side, transfixed by the way she commanded the audience and her subs. This was one of the first times I had seen a mistress work up her slaves like she did, and I have to admit, I was very turned on by what I saw. Later that night, after intense fucking, I lay in bed restlessly as you slept. The image floating around my alcohol fuzz head from the evening, I so rarely drank that when I did, I found it difficult to take. Thinking back to the show, I couldn't settle and climbed gently off the bed and walked down the hall to the room we stored our special clothing in. Turning on the closet light, I looked at all our leather and PVC items, searching for the boots I wanted to wear. They were similar to the ones she had worn this evening, and I slipped my foot inside and tugged at the long zipper. The boots were shiny PVC with silver chains around the ankle and 6-inch heels. Standing naked in front of the mirror, I struggled to get my balance at first and giggled drunkenly. "On your knees, slut," I commanded in the most dominating way I could muster, laughing again at the unfamiliar tone in my voice. Maybe I did have a dom side after all. Searching again, I found the black PVC leotard we had bought for our first fetish club night. The silver zips at the crotch and across the tits made it look very obscene and just right for what I had in mind. Pulling it on, I loved the way it clung to my body, clenching in my waist and thrusting my tits out. I pulled at some of the zippers until glimpses of flesh could be seen, their pinkness in contrast to the trashy black material. Looking back into the mirror, I felt quite transformed, my whole mentality moving towards becoming that woman tonight, to being the mistress of the house. Walking back down the corridor, I felt myself empowered with every step. I knew that I would need to act fast, that if I timed this wrong, all would be lost. Standing tall in the bedroom doorway, I was relieved to find you were still sleeping on your front. The cuffs we had used earlier still hung from the headboard. Thank goodness you had used the ones that needed the keys to undo them, rather than the quick release type. Padding very quietly to your side of the bed, I stood, thighs apart, drinking in the sight of your naked body prone before me. I was already breathing hard, feeling this darkness descend on me as I bent over your relaxed body. I began stroking across your shoulders and up across your biceps, caressing your skin, guiding your arms to where I wanted them. You stirred a little in your sleep and made a content sigh as you felt my skin against yours. In one shift movement, I clicked both set of cuffs into place around your wrists and watched as the sound registered in your sleepy mind. I made them tight enough to be rough against your skin and to stop any chance of slipping out, which would be unthinkable. Jude, baby, what you doing? Your voice was slurry as you began to wake from your sleep. You two had drunk a little more than usual tonight, which slowed you just enough to assist me. I watched as you turned to focus on me. Taking a deep breath, I stood tall and dominating beside you. The game had begun, and I couldn't turn back now. I watched as your eyes took in my thighs and clothes in the leather boots, working up towards my PVC-clad body. Your hand instantly reached for me, but only able to move a couple inches. You moan in frustration. Undo these fucking things, bitch. Your master wants to play with his randy little slut, you growled sexily. I had delivered the hard slap upturned buck talk before I even thought about it. Satisfied, I saw the pink handprint beginning to glow on your skin. Mind your filthy mouth and show me the respect I deserve, you worm. It was as if someone else was speaking the words. Surely they couldn't be me, could they? I've never spoken to anyone like that before, and wouldn't have dreamed of speaking to you in that manner. You began to jerk hard on the cuffs, and I know from experience that the metal will be biting a little at the soft skin on the underside of your wrists. You better stop struggling, slut, or you'll be wearing red welts on your ass as well as your wrists. I lower my head close to your ear as I hiss these words at you, safe in the knowledge that there was nothing you can do to stop me on my quest. Jude, I mean it. Get these fucking things off me now or you'll be very, very sorry. Your voice has a dangerous edge to it, one that would usually have me on my knees trembling, but not tonight. Tonight it washes over me, almost appearing as a challenge to my new side. I can assure you that there's only one type of fucking going to happen tonight, and it's not going to be me receiving it. Now shut your mouth and do as you're told. I pulled open the bedside door and studied the range of toys we kept there. Grateful that the huge bed and short cuffs means you cannot move your feet onto the floor and make an attempt to stand. I run my fingertips over the set of dildos. They range from small clit simulators to thick ones that I always dread you selecting. Now, my little ass whore, which one will it be? I muse the question out loud, but ignore your threatening responses. You're going too far, Jude. I'm warning you. Looking down at you, I smile. Now, my little fuck toy, why don't you just accept that I'm in charge now and you will do as I say, or you will be sorry. Selecting two medium-sized dildos, I offer one to you. Better make this nice and wet, slut. It would make it so much easier. The fire in your dark eyes blazes right through me as I stand looking down at you, one eyebrow raised in mock amusement. No? Ah, well, no matter. Although you might do well to remember that your mistress did offer you the chance. With that, your left leg kicks out in my general direction, but due to your restraints, barely makes it to the edge of the bed, a growling fuck you muffled into the pillow. I know that if I do not restrain you, I am likely to be unable to succeed in my task. As shiftly as I can, I raise my leg over your prone body until I'm straddling your butt top, sliding down your body as fast as I can. I settle myself against the crook of your knees, pinning your legs down, leaving you unable to maneuver at all. I sit down firmly as I feel you begin to wiggle and squirm underneath my body. I can't help laughing out loud as your efforts are so futile. As strong as you are, I have the advantage now, and we both know it. Leaning forward just a little, I grab a crop that was long since lost this evening in the folds of the bedclothes. This is going to be fun. Each time you make another move to throw me off, the crop's folded leather end makes stinging contact with your butt tops. Soon, your unmarked flesh is dotted with small pink patches of color as I bring it down over and over, each one increasing in its firmness. Sit still, you disobedient little shit. Your mistress is losing her patience. To emphasize my words, the last blow lands on the sensitive area behind your balls. Hitting a little harder than I intended, the whack is greeted by a small groan of discomfort from you. I know you have hated showing me this little sign, but somewhere deep inside me, I am turned on further by it. Your body stills, and your upper torso movement is the only sign that you are breathing a little heavy. Stroking my fingertips over your punished ass cheeks, I begin to purr. Now there's a good boy. You know I don't like having to punish you, and we both know that you want this, don't you? My words are met by another thrashing of your hips and a get the fuck off now. With that, I dig my sharp scarlet nails into warm flesh and begin to drag them downward, leaving a set of satisfying red welts in their path. Moving until one hand grasps around your ball sack, I hold you firmly, not digging into the flesh just yet, but knowing you'll feel the pressure of the nails' tips there. Want to move again, slut? Just try it. I mean it now, try it, and one of us will be very, very sorry. I increase the pressure a little as I speak, and am quite satisfied as I feel you quieten. I guess neither of us knows what I'm capable of tonight. I wait a few seconds until I know you have stopped and begin to release the pressure and to crush you, moving the tight balls within their sack, massaging the flesh and playing with you, toying with your area that I usually worship so willingly. I see your hands ball into fists as you try and keep some control, the effort amusing me no end because we both know this feeling will be exciting your cock at no end. That's so much better, my little fuck toy. If you're a good boy, we can have such a nice time. But please, don't even think of disappointing me tonight. It's so strange sitting there, pinning you down, and having your body at my disposal is so erotic. For just those few moments, I'm in charge, and I am loving it. Using my free hand, I feel for one of the vibrators and turn it on. I know you'll be able to hear the low buzzing, but as if pretending to ignore it, you turn your head to one side, making no effort to look at all. Using the tip, I stroke it down your lower spine and run along the cleft of your ass, not entering between the flesh, just enough to let you feel vibrations caressing your flesh as I continue to tease your balls. Feel nice, slut? Does that cock feel good moving over your ass? I know you're getting hard for your mistress. I can sense it. I know that cock that I own is under you and throbbing for me to touch it, isn't it? I don't expect you to answer me. Not yet. The question is just letting you know that I'm aware that this whole situation is getting to you. Parting your ass cheeks, I lay the vibrator lengthways between them so the tip is resting on your balls and your tight asshole is tingling with the new sensations. I watch and muse as I see your ass cheeks clench and relax over and over, trying to work out if you're responding already or trying to expel the toy from its new hiding place. My hand strokes across your thighs and sweeps up to your buttocks as I murmur to you how hot you look with that lovely cock between your cheeks. My other hand sliding under your body alongside your cock, feeling you push down onto the bed to try and stop me, finding how hard you already are. Working my hand under your shaft, the soft mattress betrays you. I begin to grip you, moving only millimeters but enough to elicit another moan of pleasure from a hot little slave. So baby, you're getting hard for your mistress, huh? And there you was, pretending you didn't like it. It's not nice to lie to your mistress, you bad boy. The tone of my voice becomes harder as I push the tip of the vibrator in harder to your soft skin and grip your shaft more firmly. Are you going to lie to me again, you slut? Bending forward, I take a bite of your buttock and clench down hard with my teeth. Pulling back but not releasing, I curl my lips and I ask, well, are you? I feel the skin begin to break as I bite down as hard as I can, pulling the flesh taut in my mouth and therefore more vulnerable to my teeth. I can feel the vibration against my mouth as the toy continues to hold in place. Each squirming movement from underneath me only results in a firmer bite down and increased pressure from my hand and the dildo. Soon you have no choice but to utter a very begrudging no in answer to my question. But now that's not enough for me. I want more, and you know it. What? What the fuck did you say to me, you disrespectful piece of crap? Suddenly, anger fueled and stronger than I've ever thought possible, I disregarded your comfort and increased the pressure so much that I feel a real jerk of pain from you. Now, I have a bite of flesh from your ball sack between my teeth. Not biting down, just knowing that I could if I wanted to. We both knew I could, and wondering if I just might. In a voice fueled with anger and just a little fear, I hear you resentfully mutter, "No, mistress," to me. Instantly, I release my teeth grip and instead begin to lap and suck on the area I nearly punish, pulling your sensitive skin into the warmth of my mouth and giving pleasure where I so nearly gave you so much pain. Good boy. That's such a good boy. Taking the other vibrator, I turn it on, stronger than the first, stroking across the damp skin as I play with you. I ensure I keep my body weight down on your lower legs, well aware that one movement and you would buck me right off. Only my knees keep your legs wide enough for me to have access to you. Slowly, I push this new toy under your body too, keeping it close to your cock so that the whole shaft is being stimulated. I can feel it in my hand and grip it with my fingertips alongside your penis. Such a new sensation for you, the throbbing exciting you, despite your internal uncertainty, we both know it's making you hard. You like it, don't you, baby? You like that hot cock rubbing against you. I know it's making you hard. You do like it, don't you? This time, into my huge supplies, your answer comes without hesitation. Yes, mistress, I like it. For a few moments, I let you enjoy the sensations, kissing and licking your ass and down to your balls, caressing you, wanting to give you pleasure, but pleasure that I control, that I decide. When I feel you relax and submit to me, I slowly and gently work the dildo out from between your ass cheek, feeling the buttocks more relaxed now. Now, my little slut, your mistress wants to fuck you. Your mistress wants to fuck that nice, tight little hoe of yours. Will you like that, my darling? Will you like your mistress' cock inside you? The excitement in your voice is evident as you reply in the appropriate manner. Such a good little whore for your mistress. Pulling your cheeks apart, I apply my tongue to the tight pink hole, feeling it cleave almost immediately following its previous stimulation. Rimming you, I then begin to tongue fuck my slut's hole. I want you to be rewarded for your submission. Sliding the tip of my tongue inside you, I make sure you're wet and relaxed. I hear a sigh of pleasure and I know that you're lost in the movement. Aware the dildo itself will still be dry and uncomfortable, I slide it between the open zip of my outfit and into my wet cunt. Using my own juices, I lube it up for you and then begin to play the tip against your tightness. I watch fascinated as your body begins to accept it, as the tight ring begins to open again after each contraction. Sliding the toy in a little more each time, I rest between each movement, wanting your body to accept it. I have no desire to hurt you, but I do want to fuck you. I want to feel my cock buried deep inside your body. I want to hear your body as it responds. I want you so much now, I have no thought for what may happen after or what happens tomorrow may bring, only knowing that this moment you are all mine. As your body takes more and more, I feel your cock jerking and throbbing in my hand. The vibration is still coursing through it. Now the movements from your hips are not attempts to escape. They are bucking and thrusting of a man who needs to be fucked. Trusting you completely, I climb off your legs, freeing you to get more comfortable. Let me have your cock, my darling. I coo to you as I continue to slowly thrust into your asshole. Understanding immediately, you rise up onto your knees, head and shoulders still down on the pillows, open and vulnerable to me. Kneeling up behind you, I press my thighs against yours, feeling the end of the vibrator as if it's almost part of my own body. My other hand under you now, jerking your cock as it's finally freed from under you. I lay over you as much as I can, wanting every inch of my body in contact with yours, covering you as we fuck, as you have done to me so many times, my nipples rubbing against your skin as we both knew. I know that along with my flesh, you will also feel the rub of the PVC against your body. I can't help but wonder how that will feel to you. Thrusting freely into your ass now, I'll hold you against me, loving the earthy sounds you make each time I enter you, the grunts of pleasure as I work, my hand more fervently around your shaft, only turn me on all the more. Do you want to come for your mistress, my little slut whore? Do you want to come as your mistress fucks you? I know that my words are exciting you, that they are exciting both of us. The more I curse and swear at you, the harder I fuck, knowing that having my penis drive into your tightness is making your cock harder than perhaps it has ever been. Spitting down on the shaft, I ensure the wetness makes it more freely, letting me bury every inch into you. Huskily, with no shame, I hear you ask, "Please, mistress, please let me come." The urgency in your voice is delicious and so rewarding to me. To know that I have made your body want release so much that you are willing to beg me for it is so erotic, I am overwhelmed. Come then, you whore. Come for your mistress. Now. Come now for me. My words are met with a low growl of release as your shaft begins to shoot over and over. Thick streams of cum pour from your cock as I drive into your ass as deep as I can. Pressing myself against you, I love the way I feel your body contract. The way I feel your body contract over and over. So strong I can almost feel you lifting me up with the strength of your movements. That's it. Do it. Come for me. Come for your mistress, you hot little ass whore. Delighting in the moans of your orgasm as they are punctuated by the sharp intakes of breath as my cock continues to fuck into you as deeply as I can. I only wish I could fill you with my own cum. I so want to drench you and watch as it pours from your punished asshole. As your orgasm subsides, we both kneel there panting, breathless and overwhelmed by the intensity of what has just happened. I am left unsure how to act now. Turning off the vibrators, I slowly begin to remove the one buried to the hilt in your ass. I watch as the tight ring seems to cling to it as if it doesn't want to leave. Using my tongue, I kiss and lap at the tiny gaping hole as it finally props free, tasting your ass with my protein tongue as your body slowly recovers. I try and soothe the reddened flesh with my mouth like the good little sub I am. Eventually, I climb off your body completely and crawl up on the bed and tumble beside you. Looking down, I try and read your face, unsure of what I see, and I feel the fluttering of nerves roaring through my stomach. Taking the key, I lean over and click open both sets of cuffs, almost expecting you to spring up immediately and take some kind of revenge. Instead, you turn slowly down your side, leaning your head on your upturned hand. You stare at me, both of us locked into the other stare. Looking back into your eyes, I wait for whatever is to come. I hope you enjoy that story. And if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, please visit wickedashlyn.com. I am finally recruiting new subs. So if you are looking into having a mistress, definitely look me up. Like I said, wickedashlyn.com. You can also find me on Twitter or Wicked Ashlyn. On my website, wickedashlyn.com. There you can find the kinks and fetishes support, how to call me, the games we play together, and my favorite part, the ways you can spoil me. Please keep checking back onto that website. It will be updated shortly with more fetishes. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And as always, keep wicked.